Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass. It's great to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Last week, the Buffalo School Board ended up delaying a vote on their second Emerson School of Hospitality location site. You were there at the session. What happened? Because there's been basically three different sites from developers that have come in.
I think the overarching way to capture what happened at last week's meeting is, you know, kind of a frustration among members of the board and this feeling that Superintendent Cash and the administration, you know, kind of went through this process and vetted the different proposals and brought them a recommendation, and they didn't really have any input until it was brought to them for a vote. Obviously you have some new board members who have probably not had a lot of experience with how this typically works. There were some concerns about Paulette Woods wanted to know why the board couldn't make a recommendation. So you really just saw a lot of this frustration come out at this meeting. You know, different board members seem to have different sites that they prefer. It's important to keep in mind, too, that when the district is evaluating these things for any project, you know, they're looking at state laws, educational needs, the district's financial need. You know, they presented last week their rubric that they used that went through and kind of allocated points based on different things. And ultimately, the plan they brought forward, the downtown site on West Huron Street, was the one that was the top point getter.
It makes sense. It's expanding the current site on Chippewa. Why did Jennifer McCosey bring up some worries about the neighborhood in the area?
She had some concerns, about people in that area. She kind of used the umbrella term of nasty people. She later clarified that she was referring to homeless people, people with mental illness, people who might be recovering from drug addiction. Kind of a bizarre comment. We talked a little bit off air and they talked about it at the meeting. Anyone who's been downtown during the school day, ton of people down there. I've been to Emerson a number of times. There's a lot of business people who work down there, a lot of people who live downtown now in that area. It seems like a bit of a stretch to suggest that it's a safety issue. Emerson's already down there, as is Hutch Tech, and both of the administrators who were formerly principals at those schools, you know, kind of sat there with these baffled looks on their faces. Of all of the parts of the city where their school's located, that seems to be one where safety concerns would be a minimum.
So what happens now? Because with this delay of the vote, they're trying to have it open by the fall of 2018.
You know, it's a good question. Cash, and Barbara Navergold, school board president, you know, they kind of pulled the plug on this. It was clear they did not have the votes. Larry Quinn and Carl Paladino both recused themselves. Obviously, they're developers, so they have different relationships with the different people who submitted proposals. And they still need 5 votes to get this passed. So it sounded like, you know, Cash and his staff was going to go back to the board members that had concerns, try to see, get more specifics on what exactly it was about the plans that they were favoring. They didn't really give any indication when they planned to bring this back for a vote. Barbara Navergold did express the concern that, you know, when they started on this process, I think almost, 2 years ago, they opened a satellite school, and you have kids that are in an elementary school in South Buffalo that have been there temporarily thinking they're moving to a permanent school by the time they graduate. Obviously, you know, there's going to be time involved in the construction. They're a little set back because the original Trico plan didn't work out. Cash and his staff indicated that if they don't go with the top kind of point getter in this process, they may have to go back out and rebid this whole thing. And that's, you know, it's a lengthy process to go and articulate what it is you're looking for and give people time to submit their proposals. This project has raised to the level where it's caught some high-level interest from some people that have a lot of experience in construction and in building, and I'm sure they're well aware that if you go through a process and you identify somebody in a public process like this as the most viable candidate, and then for whatever reason you go back and decide, well, I don't want you, I want this person, you open yourself up to a lawsuit. I mean, that's the reality. You have these processes for a reason. And, you know, there were, that was kind of a cloud in the room, too. is you can't just, you know, pick who you want and develop a process around it. So that I imagine will be a complication for them moving forward.
And aren't they already facing that potential from pulling out of the TRICO?
They are. And, you know, and that's a little, my understanding is that when they do these kind of initial agreements, there's a lot of caveats. You know, you need to meet this timeline and be moving forward at this pace in order to get that final contract. And there were concerns, I think, when they picked the TRICO site that it would not be ready. My understanding is the developer was well aware that he was supposed to be meeting these kind of benchmarks along the way. But still, he is threatening a lawsuit for work already done if he doesn't get the second. You know, so this is territory that the district doesn't often find themselves in. But there could be, you know, legal ramifications for them depending on how they choose to proceed.
This all, of course, is because this school has been such a success. And they talked about that they really want this creation of this second site.
Right. You know, Emerson is obviously one of the most high demand schools in the city. It's been probably the most successful career program that the district's offered. You know, it's part of his agenda to create more of these schools to give kids more opportunities to explore possible professions. And, that's the idea here. And, you know, and again, you have a lot of high profile developers that all kind of jumped in. It's a cool project. It's a steady tenant. A lot of people are interested in kind of bringing this to their area. But, you know, again, as you note, ultimately, what this needs to be about is what's best for the kids, what's going to create the most opportunity for those students. And there seems to be quite a bit of disagreement around that point.
So I guess we'll have to see if it ends up on the agenda at another school board session.
Right. Yeah. As of now, you know, it's not real clear when they're going to resume this conversation, but they certainly have a lot of work ahead of them trying to convince some of the board members, you know, which direction they need to go in.
Tiffany Link, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.